Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Welcome back to the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic that's worked 100% of the time that I've used it. If you'll come see me at bbkoradio.com, I'll help you out with $5 off your next order of Fortiflora. This is the place to escape COVID-19 for a little while and enjoy God's great outdoors. But even while we do that, it's still on our minds, and the folks that it has affected so personally are on our hearts. And we're going to take a little trip via the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Trot Line today to New Jersey, Pittsgrove, New Jersey, to check out one of our bass fishing friends, Mike Iaconelli. He and Becky and their kids live not far, just a few miles from the epicenter of the New York, New Jersey version of COVID-19. We'll see how they're getting along and how they're doing. Edwin Evers, well, he's on the other end of the map. He and his family are at Lake Falcon on the Texas-Mexico border catching bass, isolated from most of the rest of the world. We'll talk to Edwin as well. So come on in and make yourself at home. We saved that seat over there just for you in camp today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I went crappie fishing Monday morning, left the house really early, maybe 4:30, 4:45, and just before I walked out, I saw a story on Fox News that really piqued my interest. It was about that tiger in the Bronx Zoo in New York City that has tested positive for the coronavirus. That may be the first confirmed case of an animal being infected with the virus in the U.S. First I've heard of, anyway. Three other tigers and three African lions have also developed a dry cough in the Bronx Zoo. U.S. Department of Agriculture officials have said there were no known cases of the virus in the U.S., pets or livestock. Dr. Jane Rooney is a veterinarian and USDA official. Dr. Rooney says it's important to assure pet owners and animal owners that at this time there isn't any evidence that they can spread the virus. There have been some reports of pets outside of the U.S. becoming infected after close contact with contagious people. In Hong Kong, a dog tested positive for a low level of the pathogen in February and early March. Hong Kong agriculture officials concluded that pet dogs and cats couldn't pass the coronavirus to humans, but could test positive if their owners exposed them to the virus. Governor Evers, up in Wisconsin, recognizes that outdoor activity is an essential activity and says the 2020 spring turkey season will proceed. This is youth weekend up there. Youth, 16 and under, can hunt turkeys today and tomorrow. The rest of you have to wait till Wednesday, the 15th. Here in Texas, they've shut down the state parks. They did that on Tuesday, trying to maintain the safest environment for visitors, volunteers, and staff. Coronavirus has driven a lot of brand new people to the gun store. The numbers from March are just phenomenal, like all-time record highs. That means a lot of new shooters are going to need some education. Right now, it's impossible to go to the local gun range with an instructor to get hands-on experience, but there are some videos you can check out if you are one of those new shooters. The National Rifle Association's Education and Training Division has launched 4 new online gun safety courses: a gun safety seminar, basic pistol, basic rifle, and basic personal protection in the home. NRAinstructors.org. NRAinstructors, plural. .org. OHIV Reservoir in Texas, just about an hour east of San Angelo, has produced the 4th and final Sharelunker Legacy Class bass, over 13 pounds, final one for the donation season. James Maupin from Cypress, Texas, he and his dad take an annual trip to Lake Amistad in the spring. They've been doing that for 10 years, spend a week down there, and did pretty well the first day, but when they got back to the boat ramp, they found out that everything on the lake had been shut down because of COVID-19. So they packed up and headed to the nearest lake, about 4 hours away, O.H. Ivy. On their final day, James launched his Texas rig into 7 foot of water, and there she was, 13 pounds, 15 ounces, 27 inches long, Legacy Class Sharelunker number 4 for the year. The Sharelunker program is active all year long, but only fish taken through the end of March are used in the selective breeding program to help spawn generations of bass to come. FLW working diligently with hosts and sponsors to reschedule all of those postponed tournaments. And they've got some new dates now for some of those pro circuit, college, and high school events. We've got the link at bbkoradio.com. Hey, if you have a dog that's an over-barker, an over-jumper, overactive, won't settle down, calming care could be exactly what you need. Calming care. Details at bbkoradio.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Travis T-Bone Turner. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl on a nearby lake, elephant and African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the add a hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add a hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Billy Kinder, and this is our camp house, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thanks for joining us. Well, turkey season is either open in your state or it soon will be. One thing that we really have to watch out for here in Texas, and probably in your neck of the woods too this time of year, is ticks. Not only can they be uncomfortable and kind of freaky, they can be deadly. Here's Ray Sasser.
There's good news, bad news about rainy weather. The good news is we need all that moisture to recharge the lakes, and it's also good, of course, for wildlife. The bad news is that wet weather means buggy weather. Brad Paisley's Tick song is a cute twist on smoky bars and backwoods romance, but real ticks are much more dangerous these days. Just ask Steve Barclay. The East Texas Fishing and Hunting Guide lost vision and hearing acuity to Lyme disease and considers himself lucky just to be alive. Barclay contracted Lyme disease while scouting for deer sign in the Davy Crockett National Forest during the summer of 1989. He had heard of the tick vector disease and told his physician that he had all the symptoms. The doctor didn't believe there was any Lyme disease in Texas, a common misconception at that time. The doctor prescribed an ointment for the telltale rash that Barclay developed. The rash improved, but never went away. A year later, the symptoms were worse, but the doctor remained unconcerned about Lyme disease. This rocked on for 10 years, during which Barclay, who lives in Kennard, Texas, repeatedly contracted flu-like symptoms that sometimes escalated into pneumonia. During the spring of 1999, Barclay was training a puppy when he suffered more tick bites. Within 2 days, the flu-like symptoms returned, complicated by joint stiffness. Barclay now feared meningitis. He changed doctors and was finally diagnosed with Lyme disease. Antibiotics helped for a while, then Barclay's symptoms became more serious. He suffered memory lapses, fever, heart problems, and vision loss. He would be driving to work and forget what he was doing or where he was going. One day, when Barclay almost fainted on several occasions, he drove himself to the emergency room. He explained his problem and then literally collapsed. When he awoke, he was hooked up to electrodes. His heart had stopped. Had he not been in the ER, he would have died. While being treated in intensive care, the doctors now isolated 2 distinct strains of Lyme disease, one of which had become resistant to antibiotics. The doctor called my wife to the hospital and told us there was nothing else he could do, short of a heart transplant, and it was impossible to find a donor on short notice, said Barclay. He suggested I get my affairs in order. That's the day I turned it over to God and started to improve. Barclay overcame Lyme disease with faith, aided by massive infusions of antibiotics, 6 grams a day. His doctors believe that was a record amount of antibiotics administered to a human. I have permanent vision and hearing loss, but I'm grateful to get out of bed every day, he said. I keep plenty of insect repellent with DEET and use it whenever I go into the woods. Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain fever are 2 of the maladies spread by ticks. West Nile virus is spread by mosquitoes. Judicious use of chemical repellents can make you bug-proof. The most effective barrier to mosquitoes is that chemical called DEET or DEET that's applied to human skin. Scientists are uncertain how DEET works, but they believe it confuses the mosquito's sensors, so the insect does not recognize the DEET-coated human as prey. The repellent must be reapplied diligently after swimming or perspiring. Despite medical concerns about side effects from DEET, the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests using products containing up to 30% DEET on children as young as 2 months of age. Permethrin is an insecticide that's gained popularity among outdoorsmen in the past 20 years. Permethrin is applied to clothing, including pants, shirts, hats, and socks, and it renders you bug-resistant. Clothing that's properly treated with permethrin will maintain its effectiveness against ticks through several washings. Buzzoff is one brand of pre-treated clothing, but you can create the same effect by spraying permethrin on existing clothes.
Ray Sasser on the dangers of ticks. I love to turkey hunt. I love to call the birds in the spring. I love to eat them on the table. My buddy Pete Delkus does too. And Pete, I'm going to give you a little test today.
All right.
It's called Know Your Turkey Parts, okay?
I got you.
I'm going to give you the name of a part of a turkey, and you're going to tell me what that part is, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start out with something simple, and you just give us a description of what that is.
I got you.
The beard.
The beard. A beard to a turkey is kind of like antlers to a deer. That's the thing that hangs off the front of a male turkey, and sometimes those are the hairs that hang off the front of a hen, too.
Exactly right, my friend. Very good. Spurs. Here's your question. Do both sexes, male and female, have spurs?
Sometimes they do. I have seen a hen with tiny little spurs, little nubs, sticking out of the backside of their legs. And the spur is very similar to the antlers on a deer, just as the beard is. That's kind of a judge for the quality of the trophy.
Very good. The appendages on a female are small buttons, or buds, as you called it, protruding from the back of the leg. So both sexes can have spurs. Tell me where, Pete, on a turkey is the snood.
Oh, yes. The snood is the little red thing dangling off the beak of the turkey.
Very good. I thought I had you there. I knew
you were going to ask me about a snood. I have given this similar test to my kids when they were little.
Okay.
Because they always wondered what that thing was hanging down there, Dad.
Well, it's a snood, son.
That's right.
Okay. I didn't get you on the snood, but I may get you on the dewlap.
The dewlap. I've heard of the dewlap, and, you know, I can't think of where the dewlap is.
It's much like a snood.
Yeah.
But it connects the neck to the head just under the beak. The dewlap is present on both males and females, but is more prominent on males. All right.
I'm thinking of that little piece of skin hanging down, and I guess I didn't even know it had a name.
Let's go to our next piece here. It's called carnicles.
Oh, the carnicles on a turkey. Isn't that around their neck, right?
The carnicles are the fleshy, bulbous bumps that grow over the head and neck.
Okay.
Those are called
carnicles. What those are. Okay.
You made a 50 on your test.
Hey, let's take just a couple of minutes, Pete, and talk about locator calls. Do you use locators?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Locator calls, use them just to find the bird.
You just
want to find out where the bird is so then you can figure out your strategy to try to approach it. Pre-dawn, when it's still dark outside, I usually use an owl hooter. That's my preferred call. I know a lot of guys will go with a coyote call, but anything to get the bird to shock gobble, to get it to give away its location, whatever that call is will work. For me, I like blowing an owl hooter.
Post-dawn now, if you're not under the dark of night, maybe do you change from the hoot owl to something else?
Here's what I usually do. I go with an owl call until I hear the first crow call of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Once I hear the first crow call of the day, the owl hooter goes away back in my vest, and I get out the crow call. And there's several other different types of calls you can go with. A hawk call. A lot of guys use hawk calls. I do too. If I hear hawks calling, maybe a bird gobbles on that specific piece of property, then I'm going to pull the hawk call out too. How about a pileated woodpecker call? Old Woody the Woodpecker.
Absolutely.
That's one that'll get a bird to gobble as well. And so you've got several different options there too. But again, the idea with a locator call is you want to use the call that fits best for your given ranch or farm location. If you're not hearing crows all the time, then you probably don't want to use the crow call. You may want to go with a hawk call. So just try to get the bird to gobble to give away its location.
And once you've done that and you're in position to do your turkey hunting, that's when you break out your turkey calls. You don't want to do that too early.
That's exactly right. Because remember, once you make that first yelp or cluck or whatever it is that you're doing, those turkeys, they've got incredible hearing. They have incredible eyesight. They're going to know that something's out there, that she's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you don't want to give that away until you absolutely have to, until you're ready to actually pull the trigger.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Calming Care. They bring us this corner of the camp house this week. Calming Care, very gently over time and very safely, works to settle the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. Calming Care, bbkoradio.com. Come see me. I'll save you $5 off your next order.
I'm Tim Dantcliffe with Safari Classics and Chifuti Safaris. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
There's a Marksman Firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon Hunting Blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon Hunting Blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot. Ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf, and a super quiet locking aluminum RV type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, have you tried to buy ammo lately? It's hard to come by. And we're going to talk to Neil Davies about that. With Hornady, we're headed for Grand Island, Nebraska. Neil, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about this ammo shortage and the run on guns in this country, which happens from time to time, but it's happened this time for a different reason than I've ever seen before. But first, give people a brief history of the Hornady. You guys are not only American-made, but Heartland-made.
Yeah, we're here in Grand Island, Nebraska. The company was founded by Mr. Joyce Hornady right after the war. He initially was in partnership with Vernon Spear, that became Spear Bullets later on. That's some a little factoid that a lot of people aren't quite aware of, but that was the initial company. It was Hornady Spear or Spear Hornady Bullets for a while, and then in 1949 they parted ways, and Joyce Hornady started Hornady Bullets and started making bullets right here in Grand Island on 4th Street, and they rented a garage with about four employees. And, you know, the first thing that they had made was bullet jackets out of spent .22 rimfire cases. So we've come a long way since those days. Now we've moved from that location out here onto what used to be the western edge of Grand Island, but it's gradually encompassed us. Now we have a couple other facilities within about 5 miles of the headquarters building. So things have grown a lot. We encompass not only bullets now, obviously, but ammunition, reloading tools. That was added in the early 70s. Ammunition started off as Frontier ammunition in the 60s with the remanufactured brass that we'd gotten from the Lake City Arsenal back in the day. Fast forward to the past couple of years, and we reintroduced Frontier ammunition with some products that we get in conjunction with the Lake City Arsenal. So things have, you know, what's old has become new again. And then,
yeah,
of course, we do have a security products now that we sell, Hornady Security, and then we own another company called SnapSafe. So we have a little bit of everything anymore.
World-class products, and still coming out of Grand Island, Nebraska, where it all began so many years ago. We see from time to time a rush on our ammunition. I've never seen disease do it, but I've never seen a virus like this kind of overtake worldwide attention like it has. A lot of people didn't see this coming. What are the reasons for the shortage during a virus, Neil? Help us out.
Well, you know, I mean, there's some hoarding going on. Presumably, there's people buying maybe more than they need. That tends to happen in these circumstances. But you do need to bear in mind that we saw the single highest NICS numbers in the nation's history last month. That's the checks when you purchase a firearm. So those numbers were huge. And people are concerned about the immediate future, and now they realize that they're in charge of the security for their families, and many have chosen to purchase a firearm for the first time.
Yeah, and we're going to have Bill Broussard on this show today as well, talking about safety with that new firearm and what should take place in the home. That's a big deal. And I know you, like me, you like to sell ammo, but also you love that Second Amendment like I do, and we'd love to see gun owners, new gun owners, gun sales, ammo sales in this country, because a strong America starts with our Second Amendment. I believe that, and I know that you do too. Neil, for anyone in manufacturing or anyone in business, period, it's a challenging time. It's a tough time to provide a safe and effective working environment without slowing day-to-day production down. Has that been an issue for you guys at Hornady?
You know, certainly we've had to make adjustments. You know, we're not going to go into too many of the details that are employed here, but you know, we do have everybody wearing a mask, and we're practicing social distancing and hand washing and all the important things that have been directed by the CDC. But, you know, we are open and functioning, and everything that we can do to provide ammunition to the shooting public. You know, we are an essential business and part of the defense industrial base. So we have U.S. government contracts as well as numerous other state government contracts that we must fulfill. We plan to do everything possible through this crisis to maintain operations in order to fulfill our government contracts, but also to ensure that we satisfy the demand of the U.S. citizens out there that are looking for ammunition to protect their families in these uncertain times.
As a manufacturer, and you can't predict the future, we don't know what's going to happen in an hour, much less a month from now. So how do you plan as a manufacturer how high of a production rate to have, or when do you back it off a little bit? That's got to be a tough job.
You know, I mean, a lot of that is driven by the orders that we receive. We, like I said, we do have government contracts, and those are, you know, it's annuity business. We know what we have to produce this month, next month, the month after that. So that's accounted for. But the huge surge from the citizenry, that's something we'll, you know, it's based on orders that we're receiving from distributors and big box stores and the like. So
yeah,
as those start to subside, then we'll make adjustments. We've been through this before. In a couple of election cycles ago, when Barack Obama was elected, we had a huge surge. And then again, after the tragedy at Sandy Hook, we had another surge. You know, so we've had to deal with these things before, but this one's a little different. This one, you know, it rings home for a lot of people. I think everybody now is they're not buying it just because they're afraid that the government might not allow them to purchase something in the future. They're buying it now because they want to have it, because they realize that their security and the security of their family is their responsibility, and that's what the Second Amendment is all about.
I would think that during this buying frenzy that people are looking for home protection, self-defense rounds, as opposed to hunting rounds. Is that ringing
true? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, basically the, you know, 9mm 223/556 are the two hottest things that people are looking for right now. And then after that, it's everything that's defensive handguns would be chambered for, as well as anything that works in an AR pattern gun. Those are the big ones. And then there's obviously buckshot and things like that for, again, home defense and ammunition products.
Yeah. Hey, what's the best way for us to stay informed? If I hear that a box of my favorite Hornady ammo is coming to my local gun store, how do I get a heads up and be there waiting on it ahead of everybody else, Neil?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wish I had an answer for you. Unfortunately, this is, you know, much like all the other things that are going on for things that are in short supply. You just have to stay in touch with your local retailer, as well as maybe the online retailers that are out there. Stay informed, communicate with them, place your order. That's the other thing. Place your order so they know what you want. And then I suppose that some of these locations might have a first-in, first-out deal when you do place an order, so that might be something that you could work on. I know that the online retailers, that's how they will process those orders. But as for your local dealer, just get with them, communicate with them, tell them what you need. Perhaps they have a list. Hopefully they do. Otherwise, it might be first-come, first-served, so you just got to be there. The other thing is, you know, it's all personal. You get what you need. You know, maybe let your buddy buy a box. You buy a box, don't buy all the boxes. You know, those are all personal things that people have to take into consideration. But that's,
yeah,
obviously something for people to determine on a personal basis.
If I had a 18-wheeler load of hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and good Hornady 5.56 ammo, I could probably just retire and fish starting tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, but you also have to account for the fact that there's been, you know, a huge number of first-time gun owners that have come into this, into our ranks. So it's unfortunate that it took this crisis to activate these people, but we're happy to see more American gun owners. That's fantastic for all of us.
Neil, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep pumping out that good Hornady ammo, and we'll keep stripping the shelves, okay?
Thank you very much. Everybody be safe out there.
Thank you, Neil. Yes, sir. Neil Davies with Hornady Ammunition in Grand Island, Nebraska. Hey, I'm going to stretch my legs a little, make a little trip to the coffee pot, but when I come back, we're traveling from Grand Island, Nebraska to Pittsgrove, New Jersey. Mike and Becky Iaconelli. Mike Iaconelli from Major League Fishing. And Becky, they live near the epicenter of all of this bad news we've seen coming out of New York and New Jersey. We're going to check on the Iaconellis when we come back.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious Pro Plan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other, to make the various Pro Plan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find Pro Plan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing Pro Plan. We appreciate you. The world has changed. Life has changed. Now, we've seen firsthand how quickly and drastically we can go from everyday ordinary to life and death. There have been times when we all have just wanted to get away. But there was no away. No place to shelter that felt safer and more secure. You know, maybe now is the time to change that. We here at BBKO are teaming up with reliable and trustworthy realtors around the country that specialize in rural property. Did you know that your family can own a private island on international water or a ranch in the rolling Texas Hill Country? Room to spread out, room to breathe. Enjoy these beautiful places now and find a quiet place to rest when needed. Shelter from the storm might just be property for your family. We have more information at bbkoradio.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tail deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, show us what you're doing to pass the time and keep your outdoor passions alive in the home. Are you tying flies, restringing rods, cleaning guns? What are you doing to keep yourself occupied? Send a photo. We want to see it. bbkoradio.com. Real easy to upload your photos there from your handheld, your device, your laptop, whatever. bbkoradio.com. Also, give us a call, 1-877-820-BBKO. We want to know where you hear the show and how you listen. 1-877-820-2256. And give us a like on Facebook. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I met Mike and Becky Iaconelli several years back when they were fishing the Bassmaster Elite Tour. Mike qualified for a number of classics there and then made the move with a lot of guys over to Major League Fishing. Fishing the Bass Pro Tour and one of the most popular bass guys on planet Earth, Mike Iaconelli. Mike, welcome back to the show, man. It's sure good to have you.
Oh, great to be back. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. You know, when this coronavirus first broke out up in, I guess, in the Northeast or the Northwest over on the West Coast, Washington and all, and then, boy, it jumped across the country and just really blew up in New York, New Jersey. You and Becky and the kids were the first ones I thought of from our outdoor hunting and fishing community up there. So we just wanted to check and see how you guys are doing through all of this.
Yeah. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, we're doing good. You know, it's everybody's dealing with it right now. It's definitely a strange time, and it's a break from the norm. You know, the normal life, normal business. Everything's sort of different right now. You know, we're location-wise, we're really close, sort of to the epicenter of where all this is happening in this country right now. You know, we're not far from New York City. We're in the state of New Jersey. I think New Jersey's the second highest with cases. New York's number one. So we're not far from all this going down. But, you know, we're trying to do what we're supposed to do, you know. So we're following the state guidelines. We're following the federal guidelines. We're keeping tabs on what the CDC says. And we're just trying to do the right thing, you know. We're fortunate in the fact that we're in South Jersey, so we're sort of a little removed from city life. You know, we've got a farm here. We're on 10 acres. We've got a lake in the back. We've got a garden with vegetables. I mean, we're pretty self-sufficient, right? So we're kind of lucky. But at the same time, it's a scary time. It's a scary time for everybody, you know?
Sure it is. Yeah. And, you know, we're all on lockdown, no matter where we live in these United States. Most of us are urged to go inside and just not come out for a while. And boy, that's all kinds of new challenges with kids and all. But when you are in the situation where you and Becky are, where you guys live and you're so close to so many people that are sick, and every day the numbers are just horrific, boy, it's got to be a whole different way of life. Are you able to go to a grocery store at all or go make a quick trip to the pharmacy or day-to-day needs?
Yeah, day-to-day needs have changed for sure, you know, and everything from grocery shopping to getting essentials to even teaching the kids, you know, educating the kids. Becky and I have had to become teachers here in the last few weeks, and you know, we've got two kids still here at the house, and you know, they're learning through online programs. They're learning through packets that are sent home. And, you know, we basically man them. I take one, Beck takes the other, and we kind of swip swap every day. So we've had to become teachers. The normal stuff, you know, has changed in that a lot of local businesses that we solicit, whether it's a grocery store or a hardware store or whatever, they've changed with the times as well, right? So we're able to call, we're able to either get a delivery scheduled, or we're able to do a pickup. And everybody's very, very conscious of this now. So when we do a pickup, they sort of, everything's paid for. The groceries are brought out. You know, very few, there's very little contact made. So everything's changed. The whole way of life has changed. And it takes a lot to get used to it, you know? You really got to adapt to doing the normal in a different way, you know?
You betcha. Yeah. Speaking of the normal, your normal would be driving about 1,000,000 miles a year up and down the highway using public facilities, public places to eat, to fuel up, to go stop, and make a bathroom stop, all of these things. When you guys do start fishing again, life is going to be different there.
Life will be different. I mean, that's, you know, everybody, obviously everybody's hopeful this comes to an end as soon as possible. They develop a vaccine, you know, we get ahead of it. But even, you hit it right on the head, even when this is over, quote unquote over, life will never be the same after this. Things are going to change, you know, so as, you know, and that's across every profession, whether you're an attorney, a doctor, you know, work in the retail end, or you work in the media, or you're a pro angler. I mean, life is going to change. So there's definitely going to be differences on being a pro bass angler. It's going to be a different situation from traveling to tournaments to fanfare. I don't know that we'll ever go back to the way it was totally. And we're all going to have to change and adapt, you know, even now with what I'm doing now, right? So professional bass tournaments are put on pause like other professional sporting events. But at the same time, I work for a lot of great companies, and it's my responsibility to keep working for them at home. And how do I do that? So, you know, we've even from our internal business had to figure out new ways. We've been doing lives every day through social media. Of course, we've got the Ike Live program, which is a lot like this show. And we're still doing we're still trying to continue on business just in different terms. You know,
we have to press on. Yeah, we have just find new ways to roll with it and to change with it. You've done a really good job through the years of hitting the record button on the video when you're teaching and showing us a new bait, showing us a technique. Luckily, during this downtime, we have a wealth of Ike info online that we can go take a look at and pass some hours. Help us out. Where do we go online?
Yeah, you know, definitely there's more – people have more time on their hands right now. And, you know, if you're looking to get some fishing information, just take your mind off of what's going on right now. You know, a lot of places to do it, but the easiest one is MikeIconelli.com. And then, of course, from a teaching standpoint, my YouTube channel, YouTube's a great way to get information now. It's Mike Iaconelli Fishing. And we've got fun stuff on there. We've got Ike Lives. We've got Going Ike Trips. And we've got a lot of in the shops, which is teaching from the basic level all the way up to hardcore fishing techniques. So I invite everybody to go to Mike Iaconelli Fishing over at YouTube.
Hey, Mike, always good to talk to you. I'm glad you guys are well. Be diligent. Stay in the house, and we'll see you down the road somewhere soon.
Yes, sir. Stay safe. Thank you.
Mike Iaconelli from Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour. He and his wife, Becky, and their kiddos live in Pittsgrove, New Jersey, not far from where we've been seeing all these horrible, horrible reports now for weeks. And really good to get a good and positive and solid report from Mike. Hey, our hearts also go out to our friends around Detroit. You guys are like the new hotspot now. We just want our friends in and around Detroit to know and throughout the state of Michigan that, hey, you're in our prayers, and we ask our mighty God to give you peace and rest and healing. Well, hey, let's stretch our legs for a few minutes, grab a fresh cup of coffee, and then get right back in this old camp house because
Edwin Evers is going to join us, another pro bass fisherman from Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour. He's going to give us the live lake report from Lake Falcon on the Texas-Mexican border.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Those monthly meetings on hold right now, like the rest of the world, but as soon as it's safe and we can all get back together, then those monthly conservation meetings will get back underway with the Dallas Safari Club. Now is a good time to go ahead and inquire about setting up a DSC chapter in your neck of the woods. Learn more at bbkoradio.com. Hey, this corner of the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. He has won a Bassmaster Classic. He also won the very first ever Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Championship. We'll see how Edwin Evers and his family are riding out the coronavirus. And talk to him about his brand new project on YouTube. That's later this hour. Plus, gun sales in March, man, they just set records all over the place. A big rush to buy guns and ammunition during this COVID-19. Bill Brassard from the National Shooting Sports Foundation will join me to talk about safety with those brand new guns and brand new gun owners. And Frank Devlin from Otis is going to join me. Otis builds the finest, makes the finest gun cleaning equipment on the planet. They supply our military, all of our military, with gun cleaning needs. But during the COVID virus, they have turned more of their attention toward keeping us safe and helping to fight the war against COVID-19. We'll tell you how they're doing that with Frank a little later as well. Speaking of Major League Fishing, they postponed stop number 5 on the Bass Pro Tour now. It was to have happened on Grand Lake, Oklahoma, April 24 through 30, and now we're not real sure when that will take place, but it is postponed. The Congressional Sportsman's Foundation is urging our governors across the nation to support hunting, fishing, and recreational shooting opportunities amidst this COVID outbreak. They sent letters to all 50 governors. 27 of those governors are members of the Governor's Sportsman's Caucus. They're saying, hey, come on, keep those lakes, boat ramps, public places open where possible for people to responsibly enjoy the outdoors. They recognize the physical and mental attributes associated with activities like hunting, fishing, recreational shooting. And they are taking advantage of that freedom in the state of Missouri. April 4 and 5, that was Youth Weekend for turkeys. And the kids in Missouri harvested 2,712 birds over that April 4 and 5 weekend, last weekend. How does that compare to a non-COVID virus year? Well, they're up more than 150 turkeys over Youth Weekend a year ago. The regular spring turkey season in Missouri runs April 20 through May 10. I want to say thank you to Tom Morrissey, Texarkana, Arkansas, who sent me a note this week along with some pretty cool photos that you can see on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. He says, thanks, Billy, for your work supporting veterans. Michael Records and I were blessed in January to go duck hunting at Honey Break Lodge in Louisiana. Michael, an Iraq veteran, and I, a Vietnam veteran, thank you, Freedom Hunters, and Benelli for this opportunity. Hey, thanks for the note. I'm glad you went. Thanks for the pictures, too. Tom, they're awesome. Talking to my friend Woody Woods up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota, just a few days ago, he was still fishing through ice as of last Sunday, but they should be able to get the boat out in the next week or so. safety paramount right now as that ice is going away for the year. Woody texted and said, hey, I've got two lines in the water. One's mine, one's yours. And Billy, you're not catching any. The North Carolina Fishing Game folks posted some guidelines for social distancing while boating the other day. They make sense. And they're at bbkoradio.com if you want to go back and check them again. But very briefly, I'll just run through these. Only boat with folks that are in your family or immediate household. Maintain your distance from others at boat ramps and fuel docks. Avoid using boat ramp docks while other people are on them. No beaching your boat right next to someone else. And no rafting up. Keep your distance on the water. Go straight from your house to the boat and back. And I'll add one. If you're fishing from the bank, please don't fish off the dock by the boat ramp. Those boats are going to need them to load and unload. Here are some online ideas for you and your kids, your family, while we're all cooped up, to keep you in touch with the great outdoors. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. They're talking about cooking and camping in the backyard, doing a little Dutch oven cooking. And the state of Wyoming has gone all out. They call it the Outdoors Expo at Home. Hundreds of outdoor-inspired activities and learning opportunities. It mimics the annual Wyoming Outdoor Expo, which was canceled this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But you can explore 8 different trails, adventure, birds, large animals, fish, aquatic habitat, terrestrial habitat, conservation, hunting and shooting skills, recipes and other wildlife, a ton of stuff for all ages. And we've got the links to all of these at bbkoradio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Colorado Buck. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, where in the world did he go?
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight, to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. ccrwildgameprocessing.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or
Nastra. This was the very idea of Nastra's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in Nastra field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nastra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nastra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nastra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
In good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, if you are one of the millions that went out and purchased a gun for self-protection last month and you're a new gun owner, congratulations. That is awesome. Now, need to be safe and responsible. I want to talk to my friend Bill Broussard with the National Shooting Sports Foundation about that. Bill, it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Billy. It's a pleasure to be back on with you. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with guns and ammunition in our present world with this COVID-19 situation. First of all, the National Shooting Sports Foundation is the Firearms Industry Trade Association. They are the say-all, do-all in the gun industry. They've got all the facts and figures, and that's why I come to you, Bill. March was an exceptional month because of COVID-19 as far as gun sales go. How big were those numbers?
Well, they're huge. Obviously, people are choosing to exercise their Second Amendment rights in these uncertain times, and so we're seeing these background check numbers, which are an indicator of sales, 80% over the previous March of 2019. But in some states, we're seeing background checks rise to about 200% over the previous year. And I know, for example, in Texas, it was almost 100%. Those 200% numbers are coming out of Michigan and Alabama. So really, it's across the country that people are looking to purchase firearms because these are uncertain times.
Yes, they are. Hey, the NICS, you'll hear us refer to NICS, or people will refer to NICS from time to time. That's NICS, National Instant Criminal Background Check System. 2,375,000 people were registered in the NICS system in March, just to give you an idea. And Bill, a great many of those 2 million plus are brand new first time gun owners, gun buyers. I applaud that. I'm happy to see it, but now there's a learning curve. People need to learn to be safe, don't they?
Well, they really do. And, that we are hearing from retailers across the country that there are a lot of first-time buyers out there because the retailers are helping them decide on the gun that's right for their intended use and their budget. And they're also talking to them a lot about safety because, with the responsibility, the responsibility of owning a gun includes keeping that gun from falling into the wrong hands. So every new gun that is sold comes with a lock in the box. and we encourage people to use that lock. But if their home circumstances require some other type of safe storage device, say, for example, they want quick access to that firearm for home protection, we encourage them to look at something like a lockbox, which can open very quickly to authorize persons, but to keep a child or someone at risk in the home away from that firearm.
And there's some information online that's very good, not only from NSSF, but the NRA is another good resource to learn gun safety, or your local gun range. You can call and talk to someone there for maybe some one-on-one instruction when we can get within 6 feet of each other. Or, Bill, there's a wealth of stuff on YouTube, too.
Well, there really is. And of course, the National Shooting Sports Foundation has a huge amount of gun safety information at its ProjectChildSafe.org website. And there's videos on there. There's videos for adults. There's videos for to teach gun safety to children, to teach parents how to talk to their kids about gun safety. And we do encourage new gun owners in particular to take a training course back when, you know, if their range is open or when they can take a class. We highly encourage that. We encourage that they become proficient with the use of their firearm, because understanding how their firearm works helps them be much safer with it and understand it better.
Project Child Safe is a child of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And, boy, you talk about phenomenal success, probably exceeding what you guys had even hoped for in the beginning.
Well, yes, it just celebrated its 20th year last year, and Project Child Safe provides free gun locks to any community in the country through law enforcement, and we've distributed more than 38 million of them in the last 20 years. So, if you need a gun lock, you need a free cable lock for your firearm, check with your local law enforcement department. It's likely they have them, or you can check to see if they participate at ProjectChildSafe.org. But I would also say that, there's lots of different ways to secure your firearm in the home so that children don't access it. Or these days in particular, we're trying to warn people to double check how they're storing their firearms because of people they may share their home with who are, may want to harm themselves in some way. These are stressful times, and we want to be sure that people who are at risk of harming themselves don't have access to firearms.
Bill, it's all good information. We appreciate the good work of the NSSF and always appreciate your time. And when this all settles down, we'll meet on a range somewhere and exercise our Second Amendment with a smile on our face.
We will. I'm looking forward to getting back to normal.
Bill Broussard with the National Shooting Sports Foundation in Connecticut. Thank you again, Bill. Hey, this corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Listen, there's a formula built specifically for your dog, even if they have an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain, or maybe they're older and could benefit from added glucosamine in their diet. Pick up the Pro Plan that best suits your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Here's a Pro Plan guy, one of our pro staffers up in Oklahoma, from that famous Smith line of dog trainers, Ronnie Smith. Welcome back, Ronnie. Let's talk a little bit about the internet. You want to break that bird dog properly, train him up right? Maybe you shouldn't just hit Google, huh?
That's right. You know, it's that if it's on the internet, it's true. That is so hilarious. And I know when I am sourcing things that I don't know anything about, and I get on the forums and I'm trying to learn, I assume that everybody knows what they're talking about. And then I come across something that I know about, and I realize that there are a lot of people that have no idea what they're talking about. So I guess what I would like to say is that if you're trying to figure out what breed of dog it is that you want, the internet is a good starting point, but then you probably need to speak with reputable people. Don't base all of your research on just the internet. Speak with reputable people. Go to hunting lines. Go to those bloodlines that do what you want. You know, don't buy a horseback field trial dog for a grouse dog. Be smart about it. So don't believe everything you see on the internet. I get clients that come in and they have a dog, and I ask them, why did you get this breed? And it's all internet based, and it possibly wasn't the right dog for them.
I like what you say. Go to people who've had some success with some breeds before, maybe field trialers or people who have had success out in the wild bird field, and ask them about their dogs and the different attributes of their breeds and learning capability, scenting capability. Learn a little bit about the mama and the papa.
Well, that's right. You know, whenever we go to buy something like a boat or a car, it's looks. It's the way something looks initially that we're attracted to, that we're drawn to. So take the time and go watch a field trial and see how the dogs move, and say to yourself, you know, I like that dog. I like the way they move. I like the way they look. Then do your research, and then talk to people that are familiar with that breed and help you make a better decision.
Here's my process of picking a puppy, okay? I've always found the breeding that I like, found the breed that I am most congenial with or get along with the most. Just give me the whitest dog in the litter, because I've got this thing in my mind that a whiter dog runs a little cooler in my Texas heat than, say, a solid liver dog.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and white dogs are easier to see in the cover. Mine is typically the head. I like to have a nice, symmetrical, marked head, and that's kind of what I go off of.
Unless there's a big old jug-headed dog that can find more birds than the rest of them, then he's your favorite.
Well, that's right.
I'm Delmer Smith. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, and that's the fact.
There's a Marksman firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. a short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
The kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
You know, it's been inspiring and patriotic to watch our American companies change manufacturing processes to stop delivering what they do for a living and start developing and delivering face mask or hand sanitizer or whatever is needed on the war front to fight this COVID-19 virus. And it's especially pleasing to me when I see our leaders in the outdoor industry step up and do that. And that's exactly what's happening with my friends at Otis. Frank Devlin with Otis joins me now. Frank, hope you're doing well, you and your family.
Really doing real well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really well. You know, it's a tough, tough time for all of America and all of the world, but we're doing what we have to do to try and minimize the spread of this terrible virus. And my friends at Otis Technology have stepped up in a big way and are contributing to the halt of this virus. And you're doing that in a couple of different ways from what I understand. And we're going to get to that. But Frank, first of all, over the past 45 days, a lot of new gun owners have come to be. A lot of people are buying guns and ammunition right now, and they're going to want to keep those new guns at the top of their game, pristine and clean. Tell people about Otis Technology. Who is Otis? What do you guys do?
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Bill. Otis Technology is a gun cleaning manufacturer that's vertically integrated and entirely manufactured here in the United States. We've been producing probably the world's finest gun cleaning equipment for the last 35 years, and we are the gun cleaning company of choice by every branch of the U.S. military. Because of the current epidemic with the COVID-19 virus, Otis has been forced to make some adjustments because of a edict that came down from New York Governor Cuomo, making a lot of what we do non-essential, especially for the commercial market. So what we've done is we've shifted gears in an attempt to try to assist combating this flu and started producing some PPE protection materials.
That is just very, very cool to me when I see my friends in the outdoor industry not just go home and take a break from it because the governor said to shut down, but to make yourselves a part of the fight and go to work. When you say personal protection equipment, what is it that you guys are producing now instead of gun cleaning gear?
Well, Bill, on I believe it was March the 20th, Governor Cuomo said that non-essential manufacturing and such had to cease. We continue to do our manufacturing for our military and law enforcement side. However, March the 20th was a Friday. By Monday morning, March the 23rd, Otis had already partnered with a company by the name of St. Lawrence Spirits, which is a distillery in northern New York up in the Clayton area, and had come up with a formula to produce and manufacture hand sanitizer. Literally over the course of a weekend, we were up and running and making this product that everyone is clamoring for. So we have since then, within the last, 3 weeks or whatever it is, produced thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of hand sanitizer and gotten it out to the front line, first responders all around the country. I couldn't be more proud of the company for all of the effort that's gone into making this immediate transition between our manufacturing facility and our research and development facility, which is located in Phoenix, New York. In addition to manufacturing the hand sanitizer products, we are also producing at this juncture eye shields, protective eye shields that we have a part of our manufacturing facility in Phoenix is pumping out eye shields at the rate of, I believe, 10,000 per day, and we're trying to ramp that up. And additionally, we're in the process of manufacturing, and probably by the end of next week should have in stock, full face shields that have been in high demand all over the country from first responders and regular consumers as well.
Wow. I love the fact that you guys are stepping up like this, Frank, and I wanted to make sure that we gave you guys a pat on the back on the air and let our listeners know that, man, you guys, you're the top of the game when it comes to the gun cleaning industry, keeping our long guns, our pistols clean, and now you've stepped up in the war against COVID and going to help us win that too. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Just a heartfelt thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it, and we will continue to try to manufacture products that will help in this fight, and we will be back and up and running as soon as possible for all the commercial products for gun cleaning that we're historically known for, and we hope that all the consumers in the U.S. start remembering that we need to buy U.S. manufactured products in the future.
You betcha. And for those folks that are new gun owners, Frank, and we've piqued their interest a little bit on your premier gun cleaning products, where can they go online to take a look and purchase what they need?
If you simply go to otistech.com, OTISTEC.com, you can see our entire portfolio to get a look at all the product listings. But we are available in almost every one of the big box retailers and e-retailers online for, you know, your convenience. So that's your opportunity. You can look at us right online, but you can also go to a lot of stores and e-retailers and buy the product immediately.
Excellent. Hey, Frank, good to talk to you always. Can't wait to see you in person whenever that might be.
Billy, I'm looking forward. Please tell your wife hello.
That is just an awesome story. That's Frank Devlin with Otis Gun Cleaning Technology. Also now making and distributing hand sanitizer and face shields throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Hey, if you've got a working dog, bird dog, CowDog, it's ProPlan Performance formula for them. There's a formula for each and every age and lifestyle dog, but working dogs deserve ProPlan Performance, 30% protein, 20% fat. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the fishing industry is going to benefit from that $2 trillion third stimulus package that President Trump signed last week. The legislation includes $300 million specifically to assist workers in fisheries and aquaculture-related jobs that have been affected by loss of income throughout all of this. The fishing and seafood industries contribute more than $60 billion, with a B, to the U.S. gross domestic product each year. Most of these are family businesses, and they can really, like all of us right now, use some relief. Speaking of seafood, that looks like it's going to be the next big deal for all of us outdoorsmen. That's summer saltwater fishing. The private recreational angler red snapper season will open up June 1 here in Texas. 63 days. We can fish in federal waters in Texas. Red snapper fishing is open year-round in state waters. Bag and size limits will remain unchanged from a year ago. I need to call Captain Grant Coppin down on the Texas Gulf Coast and get lined out with him and take a trip. I guess we all should. Let's get our economy going again here in a month or two when it's safe to move around. Still to come, the only man to win a Bassmaster Classic and a Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour championship, and that is Edwin Evers from Tallala, Oklahoma. Edwin's going to join us next to talk about some cool new stuff he's got going with YouTube and tell us how the bite is down on the Texas-Mexican border on Falcon Lake.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. .com. I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good and people don't think so, but you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. But if you steam them, that's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall speed shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7' to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lewes.com or mrcrappie.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Okay, let me give you our contact info. Phone number here in the camp house, 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com. And give us a like on Facebook. If you'll like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, that's going to give you bonus entry opportunities when we give away cool gear and outdoor trips as well. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Edwin Evers has won a Bassmaster Classic. He did it on Grand Lake, Oklahoma, just a few years ago. He also won the inaugural Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Championship last year, both the points champion and the championship tourney winner. And I consider him a friend. Edwin, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you with us.
Man, thanks for having me on, Billy. It's an honor to be on your show.
You know, first and foremost, our hearts go out to folks all across this nation at a time when we should be worried more about what the bite's like on our local lakes. We're actually fearing for the lives of our loved ones and fellow countrymen. It's a tough, tough time.
It's a scary time. It is. It's an unknown, I think, is the biggest scare or the fear of it. You know, we just don't know how bad it's really going to be. And, you know, it may not be as bad. I'm kind of a glass half full guy. And you know, I know it's definitely going to affect some people. And we just hopefully we can all do our part and minimize it as much as possible.
You betcha. Yeah, I wrote a blog a couple of days ago, and we've got it up on the website now. You know, this virus, you can't see it, and we don't know where all it is. But I do know this, everywhere that virus is, Jesus is too. So we do have
Absolutely. A rock
that we can cling to.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I want to talk a little bit about Project E. First of all, Edwin Evers owns two businesses. I think he sleeps about 4 hours every night. He can't go to Bass Pro to pick up Johnny Morris's latest reel because 15 people stopped to show him pictures of the fish they caught last week. He's got a busy life, and now you're starting a new venture. Why Project E?
I'm so excited about it. I don't know. It's I'm learning a lot. It's making me a better angler. It's an opportunity that I feel like I can teach some other people from my mistakes over the last 20 years. You know, and a big part of it is there's a younger crowd out there that I don't think watches TV very often. You know, my son's one of them, but they watch YouTube and, you know, I want to reach out to those guys because we got a lot of new and upcoming fishermen and, you know, hopefully I can help them and get them out on the water and join the sport that we all love.
You bet, yeah. Project E on YouTube, on Edwin's YouTube channel, if you guys haven't checked it out yet. It's brand new, only been around for a few weeks now, but you can go subscribe and get everything that Edwin is doing there. YouTube makes sense for a lot of reasons because you can actually interact live with folks if you want to. You have a lot of options.
Yes, sir. It's really a neat platform. It's, you know, I'm really new to it and learning more about it every day, but, you know, I've got lots of ideas for ways to interact with the fans and to become closer to them. You know, there's, you know, it's one thing when I was a young angler, I would have loved to have been able to have a YouTube to be able to reach out to Rick Klund or to Mark Davis or Denny Brower. And, you know, I plan to be available to those people to where we can interact together, you know, almost on a one-on-one basis, so to say, and, you know, talk fishing at times. So it's a lot
sure.
of fun.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no time limitations. Like you're restricted so much when you do TV because of commercial time, and you got to make your content fit a certain time block. You're not restricted by that so much with YouTube. I noticed these are full length. This is not 2 or 3 minutes where Edwin is trying to sell us the latest Berkley bait. This is not that. Berkley baits are great. I love them. I buy them. But this is Edwin for 40 minutes telling you how to fish the spawn, how to go about bass fishing.
Yes, sir, without a doubt. You know, there's going to be all kinds of videos. You know, obviously how I broke down tournaments and break down a tournament, you know, is that the video I had out last week. But, you know, the video that comes out this week is you know, pre-spawn 101, just the basics of getting out there and figuring out, you know, pre-spawn 101. I think I got another video coming out, you know, don't ever pass up a bridge, you know, just talking about why and what makes a bridge good, you know. And I've got lots of stuff coming. It's not all out of a bass boat. Some of it's from the bank, and it's just fun. I just think it's a neat way to teach people. It's not about, you're not going to be blown out with sponsor endorsements. That's not what it's about. It's about enjoying bass fishing again and just making it fun. And I'm really having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. And if folks want to sign up, it's real easy. Just go to YouTube and do a search for Edwin Evers and your channel will come up. Folks can subscribe and that stuff will be just automatically waiting for you when you tune into YouTube. Project E is the name of it. It's springtime. So I know not only are you thinking about great big spawning bass, Edwin, but I know you and Cade have goblin turkeys on your minds.
We do. Just a few more days. We're down here at Lake Falcon. My father-in-law and mother-in-law have got a trailer house, nice little trailer house down here in South Texas, and we just kind of got away. We came down here. We're still trying to rebuild the house from the tornado last year. We still don't have a house, so that camper, you know, it gets small after you spend so much time in it, and we came down here to spend some time with them and fish and enjoy the South Texas weather. So we'll probably be a day or two late. We're going to let those turkeys rest the first few days of open season. But my son's been after me every day about it. Hey, Dad, we're going turkey hunting, aren't we? I said, oh, yes, son. We're not going to miss it, I promise you.
No, that's not going to happen. Tell me about the fishing on Falcon this spring. What's the health of Falcon like right now overall?
You know, if you just consider Falcon and what Falcon has been, you know, I'm going to rate it like a 5 or 6, but Falcon was a 10 for so long. But if you compare Falcon to the rest of the world, it's still an 8 or a 9 because Falcon is that great of a lake, if that makes sense. You know, I came down here, early this spring in January, and it was really tough. But, you know, this week here, it's phenomenal. Me and my father-in-law, we caught 67 one day. We caught 50-something yesterday, and I took Cade out the day before, and me and him and my wife caught 16 in about 3-4 hours, and you know, we've had a lot of fun down here. It's a neat place to go fishing, and you can catch them a lot of different ways right now.
Yeah, what kind of size fish are you catching?
No big ones. The biggest one we've caught here might be pushing 6, real close to it. We didn't weigh that one. We weighed a few of them. They've been 5.5. But lots of, you know, 2 to 3 pounders, you know, 4 pounders mixed in. And the fun part about it is you can catch them 2-3 foot of water. You can catch them out deep right now. There's a lot of things going on. The lake started to fall real hard. in the last 3 days. So I would imagine that's going to pull a lot of more fish offshore. I haven't fished deep a lot just because we've been having so much fun up shallow. And today we're going to go deep and just see if, you know, get fewer bites, but hopefully try to catch one of them double digit fish that Texas is known for.
There you go. Well, we're going to let you get out of the truck and into the boat. Thank you so much for your time as always, Edwin. And we'll be watching you on YouTube with Project to Eat.
Thank you so much for having me on, Billy. I really appreciate it.
You know, we've been threatening to get together, Edwin and I, and do a little fishing, and I'm thinking now might be the time. That 21-foot Nitro, that qualifies social distancing from the front end to the back. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together this and every week in this old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. And we truly do pray regularly, daily, for the families affected by this virus at home and around the world. We pray for a cure and an end to this nightmare. We also pray for a changed nation at the end of it, one that, again, bows before Holy God and recognizes Him as the Alpha and Omega, one and only God. Hey, we'll see you next time around. Till then, may that one and only God bless you and your mind.